This is a regular board meeting for the monthly meeting of the Nauk Elementary Board, October 15th, 2019 at 5:17. All members are present, and our superintendent and our business manager also. So item 1A, call to order and Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the regular monthly meeting of October 15.
I'll second it.
Mr. Olmos seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 2, call to the public. Okay, we don't have any requests for calls to the public, so we're moving on to item 3, the consent agenda. So I'm going to go ahead and go through all these, and then we just take one vote, if that's okay. Okay, approval of the minutes. Are you guys okay with the minutes as they read?
Yep.
Any changes?
Yep.
Okay, without changes, we're going to move on past to the approval of the minutes. Item B, presentation of the September financial report. Ms. Donna Horton.
Yes, on the one-page report you have in front of you, we had four expense vouchers and two payrolls through the month. I have broken down total for each section, and then I gave you the total for September, and then a year-to-date total is now shown in the report. The first one, the expense line of $51,000, that is a little high because that was health insurance and that. And the last one of voucher number 2009 was $328,000. The first quarter payment for baby tuition is in that large amount. So that's why that's so large. Payrolls are right around in their normal range, and I think that is pretty much it on those. And if you have any questions on the vouchers, they just let me know which one you're on.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Kind of covered.
I'll give you a minute. So they went up on the fingerprint clearance cards, apparently. They used to be 65.
Yeah. And I think when you redo them after your 5 or 7 years or whatever it is, I think it's a little bit cheaper. But
yeah, that's what they
were.
Mine was 72. That's the question.
When you redid it?
Okay.
I haven't done mine.
They went for mine.
When you redid it.
They're going to get it one way or the other. Any questions pertaining to the vouchers?
No.
Okay, we're moving on to D, approval of the 2019-2020 addition to the volunteer list. And so we have that in front of us, and that pertains to the Christmas dance, which we haven't done a dance in a while, so that's good. And then the volunteer list, and then an addition to the substitute list. Do you all have any questions about that?
I should say Halloween, the Halloween dance. I'm sorry if I didn't.
That's okay. It said we had it on our packet.
Yeah, it's going to be the night before Halloween, so we're going to. They didn't think they'd get a good turnout if they did on Halloween night.
You all have any discussion about this volunteer list?
Do you have enough volunteers already?
We have 9 so far, but if you would like to volunteer or know anyone who would or volunteer your mother, I'm sure we could take another one.
So, okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, there's never too many volunteers for a dance, okay. Speaking for someone who did plenty of dances over the years and chaperoned way too many.
And so, mostly they just you know, just watch
we're
the
gonna,
kids?
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll just have people kind of around the gym.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to actually move the concessions right into the gym, and then we'll have somebody standing in the doorway to the bathroom. Not the doorway to the bathroom, but to get out to the bathrooms.
Okay.
Make sure nobody's out there screwing around. And once the kids leave, they're not coming back in. So
okay.
they'll know that. And so I think it'll be good. And then after we're done, then the student council is going to clean up the gym and get it all back in order so that we don't put it all on our custodians at the end of the night. And they'll do all the picking up, sweeping, cleaning, making sure we stay ahead of any spills, if we have any pop spills or anything, so it doesn't get on the floor and ruin it or the bleachers or any of that stuff. So.
Great.
And I'll be there too. So.
Are you going to be dancing? Or?
No.
I just check it.
I don't want to scare the kids.
It's Halloween.
The next night's Halloween.
You know, I failed to mention that item E is actually, the substitute list. So I didn't mention that. Go ahead.
When is the dance?
It's the 30th, I believe, that Wednesday night before Halloween.
October 30th.
So it runs from what time to what time?
5 to 8.
5 to 8. And it's on the 30th.
8 o'clock, I turn into the big bad wolf and start howling at the moon. So, so we thought that was good enough, and the kids will still get home early enough to be able to come back and be okay the next day. Besides that, they'll be on a little bit of a high because we're going to get a lot of sugar that day.
Sugar high, so, yeah. So, do we have any further discussion pertaining to D or E? They're kind of combined on the same paper.
And then, of course, that group, the Southeast Arizona community group, we're including them on with those volunteers that are going to come in to the K-3.
Okay, I think I took that back over there.
Yeah, I just and explained it to Teresa so she saw it. So they'll be coming into the K-3 classrooms and they'll have candy Halloween morning at 9 o'clock.
Ooh, you got to start that. Sugar High started early.
Candy at 9 a.m.
Sounds like going home.
Put it right in your backpack.
That's true. So we have any discussion or anything further?
No.
Okay, so at this time I'd like to make a motion to approve A, B, C, D, and E pertaining to the consent agenda.
Second the motion.
Brisa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Anybody have anything else under old business? That I didn't have that you needed to bring up. The next thing that I have then are the policy suggestions.
Yeah, we're moving into our action items.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I meant, if there was anybody that had any other questions. So this is the first reading of the action items. I just started going through our policy manual and got that, and I've been kind of going through with these changes just to make sure. They look right now, from just reading them through, that I don't see anything that's really alarming. A lot of it's usually just updated legal stuff or changing a couple of words or phrase to something that's more appropriate. So,
you know, it really helps a lot if they're going to change the language, they'll have it stricken, like on page 8 of 65. That one line, presenters are cautioned that the statements representatives concerning others convey, that is stricken. So, but everything else remains the same.
Yeah, like, I mean, here's an example. Like, they talk about staff participation in political activities. It's page 22 of 65. It says, no employee, and it underlines well on duty, and then it talks about shall engage in political activities. But there was a sentence following that employees in their individual capacities may exercise their political liberties on property leased from the school for that purpose, and that's all stricken. And that's stricken just because it doesn't need to be said.
Right.
People have the ability with their First Amendment rights, if they're not at work, you know, as long as they're not doing something that's illegal, and all that, they have their rights, so that's why they struck that. So they just try to go in and clean things up, and about every 3 years they get through all the policies, and every time there's a new law passed, they'll go back in and revisit that one to make sure that they clean it up. I would also just because it was a question that I had this morning that I was asked, but they are, the state superintendent of schools is has proposed to the legislature to look at a change to bilingual language again. And that went out in the year 2000. I think it was either Prop 203 or Prop 302. I can't remember. I'm a little dyslexic right now. But, and they changed that to English. So they are looking at going back to bilingual. And my understanding of what she's proposing is also bilingual testing, which I think would be the biggest thing that would come out of that, especially for the state tests. If they're going to go bilingual, then they would have to go bilingual on the, like, AZ Merit or whatever the state chooses. So that I don't see that as a negative. I don't know. I think that saying bilingual in the education will be an interesting interpretation on what everybody's interpretation of bilingual is a little bit different.
Right.
And so I think that will be the interesting and challenging point for a lot of schools. But I did not see anything in here that I was worried about. But please look that over if you have any questions, and I will go back and review them again with our policies just to see if we have anything that's different. I did not see anything.
Well, see, page 2465, for example, they have that all underlined, so that would be new language. Or usually they highlight it. That appears to be new language, probably. And so you're going to have to pull your GCF and replace it with this.
Right.
The problem with the policy manual now is because all of our policy manuals from our board were thrown out last year. And so the things that we don't know how to find, unless we go through all of the agendas, and we'd have some idea when. There's like the classroom size. Normally we adopt what the state recommends, but little things like that we did not. I think it was 28 is what the state recommended, but we did 21 because we do have the language issue more so than some of the inner city does. And so, but that's something you're going to have to kind of keep your eyes open for.
I have sent some emails up to ASVA, and I think I'm just going to check tomorrow when we have that training, and that's something we'll need to notice tonight before we adjourn, that we do have that training tomorrow night, so that we'll be a quorum, that we'll be present for that, just so that the public knows.
You're posting it.
We'll post it, but I didn't have it written out, so
right, that's okay.
Sure we mention it in the meeting tonight, so now I'll just put it on the thing that there's that meeting and, with all the school board associations from around this part of Cochise County, or for the whole Cochise County. And then, let's see. I was going somewhere with it, but I hit a Y and I lost myself. Sorry. Maybe it'll come back. I apologize.
That's okay.
All right. So I will check, and I will also try to get online with them, because if we're able to get online, the changing the policies is 100% easier than it is.
We're talking about like over 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So if we can do it online, that would be nice, and then we'll put it together much like we do our other ones where we go front and back and save some paper and some trees and things like that too.
And that's a good idea.
Okay.
So, we have any other thing else pertaining to the policy changes recommended by ASBA?
No.
So, do you want to make a motion?
Well, it's just the first reading, so we don't have to act on this one. We'll act on it at the November meeting.
Right. So, I'll just make the motion that it is the first reading, and we'll be revisiting this next month.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Mr. Immel seconds. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item B, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the teacher approval 301 plan. The 301 committee presented to the teachers and the ballots returned were 100% in favor of the plan presented. So I don't think we have any reservations about that. There's at 100%, I think that's pretty clear how they feel about it and that they all feel that this is an asset. So pertaining to the 301 performance. So do you have any discussion?
I thought they did a good job of going through, and we talked about trying to make sure we focus on things that we can handle without just making it a whole bunch of hoops to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's worthwhile and for the kids. So I thought they did a very nice job. Mrs. Torres was kind of the leader of the pack, I guess, in that regard. So she You did a nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, again, too, you know, I think it's really good to have the input from the teachers because this does pertain to them, and that hasn't always been done. So we do appreciate that is happening.
It's been open to all the teachers.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Multiple times it was open to all the teachers. We had a little glitch with our email system because at least it wasn't just me emailing all staff. Torres did that also, so she was wondering why nobody got back to her. She thought nobody liked her, and I thought nobody liked me. And then we found out that there really was no such thing as an all staff email. So we're working through that right now.
Glad you guys figured it out.
Yeah, oh, well, when nobody got back to either one of us, and everybody was saying we never got an email, we figured. So Ms. Morgan got it figured out, and we actually have groups that work now, and it's wonderful. So.
Yay. So we have nothing further? Yeah. So item B, regarding the teacher approval of 301 plan, I'd like to move to approve.
I'll second it, Mr.
Mr. Olmos. Seconds? Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. The last thing that I have for you is the discussion. And I know you actually have, you ultimately have already voted on this. I'm just bringing it up in case anybody had a question. We now are moving through. We've taken care of the federal IRS things that we're on, and we're right now working on the state revenue, Department of Revenue, and the retirement. And you know, if we're going through things with Karen Smith and Heinfield and Meach, who's looked into things, I mean, we put in the deductions. They were put in correctly. The money was deducted. It was put into an account, and then it didn't get transferred correctly. So we're working with them right now to basically send the money that we had taken out to send to them, and it's been sitting there ever since. What that will look like, I guess, is we'll send it for quarterly reporting, much like we did with the IRS. You have already approved all of that in each of your month's meetings. I didn't know if you wanted to do a formal approval of that or not, but it's an informational thing and just basically being transparent. I thought it was good that we brought that up, that we are fixing that. We have Heinville and Meach coming to go through our programming to make sure that everything is in line with our reporting and all of our computer programming right now. They will be out next week. They will also be sitting down with us on one of those auditor evaluation forms and going through how we can correct some of the things that they found in that audit from 2017. So instead of them coming out to go through our computer programming and do a little bit of training with Donna, I asked if they would just come out and we do everything together. So we put that training off a week, and they're going to come out next week, and then we're going to do everything at the same time. And we'll get two or three days from them instead of getting 2 days in travel time both ways and then 2 days in travel time both ways.
They'll save us money right
there. They'll save us money, yeah. And that's kind of the logistics of it. And then make sure we're doing it right and get everything taken care of so we're all...
Okay. As a matter of record, I'd like to move that we approve the recommendation from Gentry to pay the back taxes, which we are doing, to rectify what was going on.
I'll second that.
Mr. Elmo, seconds? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And we'll have your report. So that concludes the action items. Moving on to item 5 in the superintendent's report.
All right. Janelle Chisholm was here for 2 days, a little over a week ago, and she went through, met with, I think almost all of the staff. She was here last year. She worked with staff on mainly math, but some. She's also able to help with ELA. She gave some feedback, you know, and some of it, you know, we had a meeting afterwards, kind of a little bit, talked a little bit about what was done and what she saw and what she said and how things went. You know, I think She met with me before we started, and we talked about certain things that I'm going to be looking for. And I, you know, like her to, I asked her what they looked from last year. So we had some things that she was looking for in every classroom. And she had, honestly, the majority of the things that she came back with were very positive. She got into almost every elementary class a couple of times, I want to say. And the reports that she came back with, for the most part, were extremely positive. She felt felt very, very good about what she saw. So we were good with that. Our middle school, you know, we're still without our math teacher. Susan just got here today. We're both trained one day. Hallelujah. You know, so she didn't. She went into the math room just to see how things were going. She had some good things to say about, you know, the fact that we had a really non-trained teacher teaching and a substitute in there, and between those two working with the kids. You know, she said that I took it as positive. She said I certainly could have envisioned a lot worse. She said that young man could be a heck of a teacher, but if he'll continue to do that. And then we had a couple of staff members that missed the day, the second day she was here. So the middle school report was pretty incomplete. She will be back. I believe she's going to be back next week, Monday or Tuesday. That was our plan to begin with. And so she'll be coming back. She's going into classrooms and looking for things like, you know, something that's very easy to see. Is there an objective on the board for the lesson? So, like, when the kids come in, they know exactly what they're going to learn. I mean, if it's a middle school classroom and they're in and out, they know what the learning objective is or the learning objectives are. But the same thing even in elementary, if we're going to start with math, what are we going to work on today? And the kids, if it's just up there for a visual or it's a verbal reminder a few times, kids kind of know what they're looking for, and it seems to flow a little bit better, and then they kind of, you know, sometimes with the young kids, I mean, obviously like kindergarten, first grade, I don't know, Ms. Martin, if you go through your learning objective and your kids pick it up like that, maybe they do. You've got a pretty big group of kids there, but, you know, the younger ones is pretty tough, but for the older kids, and some of those older kids, like the 7th and 8th grade kids, they just need that visualization. They need to know exactly why they're there, and so they can pick that up. So that's just one little thing that we're trying to focus on, making sure that we're doing that. I think it just helps us. It helps keep the kids focused a little bit, hopefully. And you know, basically this Jadel Chisholm was a person who, when I sat down with the staff, most of them, anybody that had anybody to recommend that they had worked with that had helped with teaching and classroom, Jadel was the person that they recommended. So. We reviewed the Heinfield Meach reports. We looked over everything. It's kind of what we approved there on letter C. Cheryl, I believe her last name is White, will be coming out to do the training. She will work with Donna and go through our computer programming stuff, and then she will also sit down with Donna and I and Mrs. Elias, and we'll go through all the different things pertaining to records and everything else for evaluating where we're at and if we've taken care of everything. We've got all the little pieces of paper that everybody's supposed to sign, and that's taken care of, and all that. So, I think we're, comparatively speaking, I think we're in pretty good shape. Now, I'm sure she's going to find some things that we need to fix. And she'll go through and she'll pull files just like it would in an audit. So then it's a very random search of things, and, you know, sometimes you're lucky and sometimes you're not. I attended that risk management law conference on October 1st to the 3rd. It was really good. It was very eye-opening. It makes me more conservative. Just like when I walk by and see Miss Morgan changing a light bulb on a chair, I might get really nervous, more so than I would have before that. But, you know, I mean, all those little things, they really drill down and talk about. And so, and you have four of the top attorneys in the different areas in the state, one from special education, one from he calls himself the blood and guts attorney because he's always the one who gets it whenever there's physical and bodily injury involved, and then you know, a couple with just regular liability and then the regular education law. So it was very good. It really was. It was something that we all need to make sure we send somebody to every year, because that's one of the things, one of the hoops we have to jump through to get the kickback from the trust at the end of the year. Make sure that we've attended one of those trainings. But very, very good. It was actually homework. It felt like I was almost in college. The last night we had to do a planning and preparation for a presentation. And so it was, and then we got, had to do it in front of the NAU faculty and the attorneys. So it was interesting. It was very good. The last thing that I have for you guys is we've been working with, and I'm going to say this wrong. I look at it and I always want to say Chihuahua, and it's Chiricahua.
Chiricahua.
Anyway, I think that's PHI, and I think that's a dog. Chiricahua. The community health, they're the ones who helped us with the eye care, with the glasses. They set us up with Dr. Melk. Melk is this guy. I'm trying to think of what that doctor's name was. Thomas something. It's going to bother me now. But they set us up with him, and they're going to come down and do dental care for our kids. They'll do free dental checkups for the kids. They'll also do dental checkups for the adults. They just said with the adults, you know, bring your insurance card. So, but they're going to come, they figure probably 3 days to be able to get all the kids in. They've got this huge mobile thing, and I think they've got 3 or 4 dental stations in it, and so they can do 4 kids at a time, and so it'll take, you know, they want to know how many kids, so they estimated they'd be able to get done with that in 3 days, and then they would come back and do the any teeth fillings and things like that that needed to be done. They also have a mobile health lab, and they are going to talk to me when they come out with this for the first day. They're going to talk to me about bringing the mobile health lab down if there's any, you know, people that, kids that come in that just don't seem to get to the doctor and things like that, that we could get kids into, be checked over for some things. So trying to get, find all these little things that come to us free that help our kids. And the teachers are really good about, you know, understanding if we can do something for the kids that it kind of screws their day up totally. But, you know, I think it's been helpful with this caveat around it. It's been helpful for the kids who went and got glasses, for those that didn't break their glasses in the first 3 days. or lose them. But, I mean, we had, you know, a lot of kids that got glasses, and then we had some of our boys, I don't think any of the girls, but some of the boys, broke them within 36 hours or lost them.
Or sat on them or something.
Well, yeah. you know, they give them a case, but it's just, you know, that little thin thing. And if you sit on it or drop it or step on it, it's still broken. So
this thing about the dental, that's going to be totally free?
It'll be free to the kids.
They've done that before.
So we have a kid that, like, for example, my son that has insurance, then... They wouldn't charge
the checkup and cleaning. The way I understand it, the checkup and cleaning will be free.
But if they have cavities,
Have cavities, then there may be. That's what I. When this gal was talking to me, she was kind of, you know, like going around in circles, and there was a stake in the middle, and she kept talking about, well, we'll come and we'll do the free checkups, and then we'll come back and we'll do the, you know, filling in the cavities and issues for the kids.
It's because Chiricahua has that, what's it called?
Free health clinic.
Like the health clinic, the discount.
Wellness, it's a wellness thing.
The sliding scale, yes, okay. So they have that. So I'm pretty sure they're probably going to say, you know what, we have a sliding scale. If your parents don't have the insurance, or parents don't have insurance or anything, they do offer it.
They will give us a just like the glasses, they're going to extend the thing home so everybody will get it. Kids can sign up. And they, if they choose not to go, they choose not to go.
Okay.
The funny thing is, it's like we only had 4 7th graders that did the glasses. And then after they were done and they came back for the second or third time, then it was like they were coming up to me, hey, when are they going to come for glasses again? I need to get my eyes checked. It's like,
Well, and frankly, I think what they do normally is they give you a form to fill out, and they do inquire if you have insurance or not.
Right.
And so that's where they address all that. So.
So I think it'll get addressed early on, but the way she talked, the actual, the, like the cleaning and,
check
and the dental checkup will all be
that's great.
For the kids.
Okay.
So they just will have to sign up for it. So.
Yeah.
So get them signed up.
Yeah.
I can use it, so yes.
So that's all I have. Any questions for me?
What's going on with the employees that do not have leave and are taking days
off? I have a question in. I have a question in to Candy Party, and Candy has been on a retirement cruise.
Wow, didn't that figure?
She's been in Greece and Italy and things. And so what I asked, because of my risk management, one of the things that I talked to with the blood and guts guy, and he said, just make sure you talk to people with liability, he said, because I don't do a lot of that. But what we talked about was, because there have been so many cases coming out, and Don and I get the updates from the Auditor General every time anybody's misusing public funds. And so I just asked the guy, I said, okay, I want to know, because I know where I was before was considered misuse of funds. So I want to know. I don't want us to get into trouble. And he said, from his understanding, that it's a misuse of funds because it's public funds. So we have employees who get benefits, and they want to take a non-paid day. The only way we can do that, we'll have to have a board policy, but that's why I want Candy to be involved in writing it. Because we don't have anything that I could find in the policy book, and I could not find anything from ASBA. So there should be something. A lot of people put it in their contracts. We don't have it in our contract. And so what will have to happen is that each employee will have a different amount if they want to take a non-paid day because they're out of leave. They would have to pay their benefits. So if they're a 12-month employee, their benefits might be $10 or $12 a day. But if they're a 9-month employee, their benefits might be $22 a day or $20 a day. And so what will have to happen, we'll have to take their you know, contract, their hours, their pay for 100 and however many days they work, and multiply all that out, and then or take those number of days, I should say, and hours, because they might take 4 hours unpaid instead of a full day. And then we can tell per hour off of that figure how much their benefits are worth on off of their contract. So that'll be something. I'm hoping to be able to do that for November. Candy's supposed to be back.
She's agreed to help us.
Yes, and she's going to stick with us and work with us, even though she's in soft retirement. Mm-hmm. She's going to work with us 15 or 20.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
I think I included a letter for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll be back October 17th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I noticed that we got another bill from Deacon Sini, Denise Baton, for 25 hours. Is that Gentry?
I'm not sure about the Gentry part of it.
Because we do not have a contract with them.
Baton, the only thing that we have used her for is she wrote the wording when we had the closed session, I don't even remember if it was August maybe,
mm-hmm.
when we had that closed session and Gentry had all that information, and so he had her write that closed.
Right. But surely that didn't take 25 hours.
No. If she put anything in, it would have been, if it was for her, it would have been from well before I was here. If it was for him,
it could be, that's what it is. But we need to clarify that before we process a payment, I think, you know, because I was worried that they were going to have some dissatisfaction with the fact that we changed our services locally, and to from Deaconcini to Udall.
Well, and the trust, when I sat and talked with a couple people from the trust, they said the other thing you understand with the trust, you have the ability to use any of their attorneys at any time.
Right.
So like if we have a special ed issue, we can pick a special education specialist to handle it. If we have the blood and guts, I would go with the guy that was at, you know, I mean, it just, it depends on what you are having to defend or, you know, litigate. So with that, I'm glad I sat down with him because I wasn't 100% sure that we could go, but we can go to any firm and any attorney at any time.
I love that. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that over the last year, we've had a couple lawsuits pending and things that we'd never dealt with before. And so I think that's why we kind of thought it'd be better to have somebody local rather than paying somebody 2 hours down here and 2 hours back and then how many hundred dollars an hour for their services while they're here. And
yeah.
So.
And Candy lives, I think,
she's
in
great.
Alamina, so she's 20 minutes away.
And she's well-versed in our school.
She actually got a school attorney of the year this year. She got, and then she decided to soft retire.
I know.
she will actually be over to do, we have staff training on two or three different topics. I want to say like November 7th, but I think that's the first November month.
Great.
So she'll be over here then, but I'll wait for her email to come back. I'm expecting like Wednesday or Thursday she'll get all over me.
Perfect.
What happened with the canine?
Got a hold of the sergeant over there, and he's got a few guys, so he's going to have one of his guys, he's going to look at their schedule and have the guy who's most, I sent him about 10 different dates. And he's going to have one of the guys with the most open schedule get a hold of me. And then my understanding is that they go all over the county and do it for the sheriff, so there won't be any charge to us. So I've explained to him, I'd like to do it like that.
This is going
to
be random.
Yeah, so random.
Nobody will really know, not staff, not anybody.
Nope.
Prior.
All I do is I give him those dates, and then he's going to pick a day, and then he'll just come.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I've asked them to come three times during the year.
Oh, that's good.
And I just feel like if we've got that, we'll take, if anybody's doing anything they shouldn't be doing, we'll take care of that pretty easily.
Was it Baker by any chance?
No, it was, I got his name on my email, but Sergeant Michael. I want to say for some reason Finch, but I don't know if that's the right name.
Well, that's good. You accomplished quite a bit today, then.
We got a lot done.
Apparently.
Yeah. It was a hectic day, but we got through it. They are doing all sorts of different checks with different districts. I know Jackie Clay called me today and talked for a long time. They're checking a lot of districts along the border with enrollments and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to run check. We ran a query on all of our kids and sponsorships and guardians and things like that. So we passed, I guess she said, so that was good. But apparently some districts are
great.
In trouble a little bit, so we're good.
I know at Fort Huachuca we're having Red Ribbon Week next week, I think it is.
Red Ribbon Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, for staying on the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We've had that here the last 2 years, but the person that was working on it is not here, so.
Well, and that's what I'm hoping. There's one other thing, too, and I think I shared in my update, but I don't think I shared it with the staff. The staff know I applied for a SRO and a counselor. I got an email back from Jackie Clay, who is on the committee with that school counselor, social worker, or SRO, and you had to apply, and then you had to say which one you wanted first or second. And statewide, it was supposed to go, the first people were supposed to be the rural districts, the small rural districts. So she feels really good. We're going to get one. We're not really sure what we're going to get. If they go by what we asked for, we asked for an SRO, 1A and 1B was a counselor. And I explained why we needed both and all of the different things we have going on. And so they had 90 They had enough people apply that it would take $97 million over 3 years to pay for it, and they only had $20 million allotted. So the chance of us getting both probably isn't very good, but also there were some school districts out there, big districts, who applied for 8, 9, 10 positions. So it was supposed to be for the small rural districts. So if they hold to that, maybe we got an outside hope at both. Because we certainly could use, I mean, we've got kids that could use counseling help. You know, and then the other thing, obviously, with the SRO in is like we've had to talk about, Mr. Olmos and I talked one day about the DARE program and some of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, maybe we can get some of that homegrown type programming in if we get our own person. And also then we don't have to wait for 2 or 3 hours until an officer becomes available. Like when we have something happen, if we have a fight or something, I mean, we sometimes have to wait 2 or 3 hours until they can get here. And they might be somewhere else. And, you know, one time we had, they had that thing going on at a neighboring school district with a toy gun, and it took all the officers around for most of the day to take care of it. And we had something happen. We waited until the next day for it to be handled.
And I can't remember, we used to, like, we've had some terrible things happen with some of our children that we lost at early ages. But I can't remember who did we have come do that? Linda, do you remember? Whenever, like, Alyssa got killed. And
they came from the...
It was some counseling thing, right?
Yeah, I thought it was with the St. David group.
Oh, the cooperative, yeah. But they have been really helpful.
If we had something tragic happen, usually, at least in my past experience, thank goodness, knock on wood, I've only had one really bad situation, but we were able to tap into the chaplain's group through the sheriff's office and adjoining cities, and they were really good about sending people.
Yeah, you're not going to find a chaplain right now at the sheriff's office.
No.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
Yeah.
No. And it has been like people are standing by, available and ready whenever things like that do happen, but definitely we don't want to have to anticipate anything like that. So
that's all I have, I think.
Okay, there's something I was going to ask you. I can't remember what it was now. So we'll be there tomorrow. And so we don't have anything left to discuss. So you guys have anything else for our superintendent?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. The conference in December.
December 17th, 18th, and 19th, I believe it is. We would not have to be there until the evening of the 17th. The first day of that conference, in all honesty, I mean, if one of you guys wants to go to it, I'll get you signed up for it. But otherwise, I think we could all leave here about noon. Registration's at 4 o'clock, and then they have something that goes until, I think they're done at about 7 or 8 that night. But it's really nothing overly stressful. So if we were an hour late or half hour late, we'd get traffic.
Leave at noon when? The 17th?
We could leave at noon or 1 o'clock on the 17th, get there, you know, 5 o'clock or 4:30, 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about the time and decide what time you want to get there. I just want to make sure of what they got going on that night. If it's just the registration and stuff, I think they had a two-hour window and then they had some other stuff. So I just want to make sure it's something worthwhile.
Oh, okay. So the 17th, they're not having anything during the
day? They are during the day. It's the whole child. They've got a couple of big name people that are coming in, but when you kind of break it down, there wasn't a whole lot that I could take and I could bring back to staff, I didn't feel. So for me, I just didn't feel like, you guys can look at it and look at the speakers and the topics, and if you feel like it's something that you want to go to, we can do that. I mean, we can certainly just take the Suburban and all go up there at whatever time. I mean, if a couple of you want to do that, I'll go and sit and listen to them talk. But when I always look at that, I always try to look at it. Is there something I can bring back to the staff? Is there, you know, how's it going to help us? What can we, you know? And so I just felt like it was really idealistic. and a lot of the speakers in the morning anyway. So I just felt like we can save probably $600 for the district by not going in the morning and then just going and being there, you know, for that evening and then afternoon for the next day. And then,
okay.
And then it's done. I think it's done at like 3 o'clock and we'll head back. Hopefully they...
And I had told you I'm dealing with a kind of a
right.
personal issue,
yep.
and, but I'll give you a definitive answer pretty soon.
Yeah, and I believe both of you guys can go. Mm-hmm. So we'll do, and we'll, and then when we have our December meeting, we'll post that too. So I'll post the other one. I'll make a note in the minutes here that we are all going to be at a training tomorrow on Melody Lane.
That's that old middle school, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said that because I would have probably been driving around down by your office looking for
you. And I will be a little bit late on that one.
The first hour is going to be basically
greeting me.
Jackie Clay and somebody else talking about some of the main challenges they see for education in our area for the first hour.
Okay.
So when you get there, it'll be about the School Board Association time to get going.
So what time does it actually start?
Starts at
4.
I
think it's 4, yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll be, I think, 5 or 5:15 is when the School Board Association starts.
Oh, and then you're working, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so, now, where is it? Because it hit 519 Melody Lane.
It's the old middle school. Right.
Oh, it is at the old Wichita School?
Yeah.
Oh.
In front of the blue apartment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was down by the assessor's office or something. But it is right there at the school. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Just going to the school superintendent's office is scary enough.
Oh, the old Bisbee one?
But you go the longer way.
I do.
You mean the old high school?
Yes.
See, that my parents went to school there.
I pray I'm going to be able to get downstairs before it collapses. That building is so old.
Really? My parents went to high school there. I went to high school.
I take the elevator.
I like it in there.
You
I have good juju in there. I like it.
I saw two ladies getting on that, and I just looked at them, and I said, good luck.
They're sitting on what?
In the elevator.
I don't go near the elevator,
those,
no. You'd be locked in there all weekend, maybe.
Oh, that's
no. So we're set on our superintendent's report?
Yes, and that training is at 519 Melody Lane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know how you go to my office?
Yep.
Okay, instead of going all the way towards the back, you turn right there, like if
the
you go to the health department.
Oh.
And you just keep going straight, and it's right next, you pass the church, and it's the next building, set of buildings right there.
Right. When you're talking about the Wichita School, right?
Yeah.
Across from the...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, for you to get there, you have to go back around onto the highway, right?
No, I just
you can go through?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if there was any connection in it.
I can go through.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so that concludes our superintendent's report. Perfect. And y'all have anything? So we're tentatively talking about next month, the first Tuesday possibly, and... Okay.
For our next meeting on the 5th?
Tentative. Okay, perfect. So if we don't have anything further, I'd like to move for adjournment at 6:06.
I'll second that.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Could have brought some minutes this morning for you guys.